wanted to incorporate the following device into my MQTT network. Actually, I wanted to detach the device and use with a RCB. Detaching was simple as there were two retaining latches at the top and the bottom. It came with Tuya firmware V1.0. I was able to use Clout Clutter to flash with OpenBeacon using following profile. Tuya configuration file looked like this. Suggested config for OpenBeacon was like this. I really do not understand what the following statement means. And the Tuya section starts at uncommon position 0. Since the device is a motorized device, there are forward and reverse relays. RL on 1 pin 15. RL off 1 pin 17. After experimenting, I figured out that bridge forward, bridge reverse GPIO configuration will make this work. Then there is this pin, which controls the automatic manual control. If I set it to on, then above forward reverse actions work. Back vol pin 14. I set pins 15-17 bridge as channel 1 and pin 14 relay as channel 2. So far so good. Then there are 3 pins for a Hall effect sensor, guessed from the naming of pins. Hall on pin 16, Hall off pin 22, Hall mid pin 20. I configured these as D input as channels 4, 5, 6, and I was able to observe the transitions when the relays are operated. Switch off to on transition. Switch on to off transition. Then there is LED pin, net LED 1 pin 24, and a button pin, BT 1 pin 26. The LED has 2 colors. When using the auto position with Tuya app, the green-red status colors were shown. However, I was not able to identify how to obtain the red LED. When I move the arm manually to off position, it seems to trigger the red LED, but if I operate the arm using the web GUI, the red LED does not get lit up when in off position. Still playing with this. When auto manual switch is moved down, manual, I see the following, which confirms that pin 26 is assigned to that switch. There is a sensing lever, which engages with a mechanism in the attached breaker to detect the on-off position from the breaker also. However, I could not figure out yet on how it is detected, so I want to put these together in a script to make it work like original setup. May need some help. 1. Probably I need to match button 26 with relay 14. That is the auto-manual switch enables-disables the FWD reverse relay operation. 2. Figure out how to programmatically turn on red LED. 3. Make use of the Hall effect sensor inputs to detect the current state. Suppose there was a manual operation of the switch, and when software becomes active, how can I detect the actual physical state of the switch? Added after 9 hours, 47 minutes. I found the same product with no position sensor on eBay.